Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated. Jesus gives the magnanimous invitation, "Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and lowly of heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you Sabbath. And you will find Sabbath for your souls." Sabbath? Indeed. What is the third commandment? Remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. And as we move ahead into chapter 12 of Matthew, immediately following our text, it is no coincidence that Jesus is walking through the grain fields with his apostles, picking the grain, and he receives the accusation that he is breaking the Sabbath. But the Lord Jesus says in response, "The Son of Man is Lord even of the Sabbath." Yes, he is the Lord of the Sabbath. He is the Lord of the Sabbath from the beginning. He had the glory with the Father before the world was, and there at the very creation, when the world was finished on that Friday, he, with the Father and the Spirit, rested. And so the Sabbath was instituted already from the creation. And then we also read in Matthew 12 the very next account, where Jesus enters the synagogue to preach, and there is a man with a withered hand. And the Jewish leaders are looking to see if again Jesus will break the Sabbath. So he asks them, "Is it wrong to do good on the Sabbath?" And he told the man with the withered hand, "Reach out your hand," and immediately it was restored. Jesus did no work. He didn't even speak the healing. He simply willed it. And the people are upset with Jesus, for he is breaking the Sabbath. Remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. The Jews understood the Sabbath to be central to their teachings. And so it was that God had established the commandment concerning the Sabbath day. But the Jews understood there were other Sabbaths as well, other times when they were to cease from their labor. And so they had the seventh month in addition to the seventh day. And on the seventh month, it began with a solemn Sabbath rest. And then in the seventh month, they celebrated the Day of Atonement, and therein found great rest before God. And then the Jews also recognized that God had given them the seventh year as a Sabbath year. And during that Sabbath year, they were to do no plowing, no planting, no harvesting. They were to trust that God would provide for their needs. And God did. And so the Jews understood that there were Sabbaths. But now Jesus says, "Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you Sabbath. I will give you rest." So the word Sabbath and the concept of Sabbath and the practice of rest and the realization of rest are now to be found not in connection with a day, the seventh day, nor in connection with a month, the seventh month, nor in connection with the seventh year, but now the Sabbath is connected to the Son of Man, the Son of God. "Come to me," he invites, "all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you Sabbath." St. Paul wrote to the Colossians concerning Jewish practices, and he said, "Let no one judge you in regard to food or drink or festivals or new moon or Sabbaths." In other words, No longer are we celebrating the Jewish Sabbaths. And St. Paul then says, which are a shadow of what is to come, but the substance, the body, belongs to Christ. Yes, he is the body. He is the fulfillment, yes, even of the Sabbath. He is our rest. The third commandment, remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. What does this mean? We should fear and love God so that we do not despise preaching and his word, but hold it sacred and gladly hear and learn it. And so our Lord alludes to this in his invitation in Matthew 11 when he says, come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you Sabbath. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. There it is. Learn from Jesus. Learn what about Jesus? Learn that he is meek and lowly of heart, and you will find Sabbath for your souls. Who is it then that needs to come and learn from Jesus? It is, of course, everyone, but it is particularly those who understand that they are laboring and they are weighed down. Laboring and weighed down first and foremost and primarily with sin. Sin weighs every man down. And not only sin, but everything that is the result of sin. Directly, the result of sin is a conscience that is bothered, and rightly so. Directly, then, the result of a bothered conscience at times is often the mental state is altered, where people are troubled and depressed and discouraged, and yes, even certain types of mental illness can trace their roots to a troubled conscience. And even physical ailments can be traced to a troubled conscience. But generally speaking, all of our ailments, all of our injuries, all of our sicknesses, all of the problems of this life, all of the pains that we experience, and then finally death itself, can be traced to sin. And the Lord Jesus says, come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you Sabbath. You find Sabbath, you find rest in Jesus, and you find it by learning of Jesus, learning that he is meek and lowly. And so it is that as Luther penned the meaning to the third commandment, he tells us that we are to hear the word of God, the word that is about and from our Savior. For our Savior is meek and lowly of heart, and this is particularly realized at the cross. For he humbled himself to the point of death, even death on the cross. And when you come to God's house, when you are coming to the presence of Christ, when you are coming to the place where Jesus said, where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of you. When you come to hear the word of the cross. We preach Christ crucified. We preach the meek and lowly Jesus. For therein we preach, therein we understand the forgiveness of our sins. For he bore our sins in his body on the tree. And so we come to the Lord Jesus as we come to hear the word of God. And as we come also to God's house, we remind ourselves of our baptisms as we confess our sins and receive the absolution. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us, St. John would write. Or as our epistle reading would say for today, the good that I want to do, I find myself not doing it. And the evil that I don't want to do, I find myself doing it. Wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from the body of this death? Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ, through Christ Jesus, our Lord. Indeed, we are delivered in the absolution. For in the absolution is the pronouncement of the death and the resurrection of Christ upon us. And then we come to the Holy Supper of our Lord, and we particularly hear the word of Jesus, this is my body, this is my blood. and therein we receive that which was given and shed for the forgiveness of our sins, and we find Sabbath for our souls. We find Sabbath rest in the body and blood of Jesus, and also we proclaim together at the Lord's Supper his death until he comes. Why proclaim his death? Because therein is the meek and lowly Christ to be seen. And therein, by his death, and of course his death is meaningless without the resurrection, we find Sabbath, we find rest for our souls. Amen. May the peace of God, which surpasses understanding, keep your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.